Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store.
More details
to follow soon.
Hey, what's going on? This is JB. It's time for the show. You know, it's our usual 8 to 10. JB's locking in. What's going on? I see we got 20-some callers in here. Who's going to be the first one to start some stuff? Uh-oh, here we go. We got, let's see. We got 803-242-1963. Your mic is open. Who am I on with?
Papa.
What's going on, buddy?
I don't know. How about yourself?
I ain't doing nothing, man. Just got finished eating a little dinner, and now I'm going to, you know, see what's going to happen tonight. It's supposed to at least 2 lock-ins happen tonight, so hoping that might go down.
Oh, yeah. Man, old slut, we might have to figure out something. Me and the slut might have to do something because like he told me before, I mean, he told me he was conventional head. That ain't no conventional head. He told me he had cast intake. That ain't no cast intake. 2 carbs. I understand that's 2 carbs, but he ain't saying nothing about the splits. So, turn around on that joke. Unless he can give up something.
I hear that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that, man. I mean,
I understand he shoots for nicest and everything, but that wasn't the agreement that we came to.
I got a stock block,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know. You told me you got a stock Ford Motorsports block, so, I mean, you know, from what the steps was, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's he got to come with what he said, or, I mean, something got to be done. So, I guess, hopefully, by the end of the night, he'll come up with something. I mean, he was going to be on tonight.
All right. Well, I'll go on mute then. We come in there, I'll chime back in.
Okay, hey, back in there. All right. Hey, Papa.
Yes, sir.
Hey, stay on, because here you go right here. Here we go.
I'm right on here, Papa.
Yeah, there you go.
What y'all talking about me?
No,
yeah.
They ain't talking about you. You said that you had a conventional head. And that you were cast intake, and he said that he saw a picture on.
I put that on as a joke. You know what that is. That ain't my move.
I was about to say.
I did that, Papa, not for you, but I did that for everybody else to see how quiet they was going to get, and they sure enough got quiet.
Right, I understand.
No,
like
that's
I said,
a,
I mean,
that's you know who that is, don't you, Bub?
Yeah, I was, you know, I that's why when. He was like, all right, this, that. I was like, man, look, I don't think, you know, he wouldn't tell you he was going to run you all motor. You know, I just wanted to make sure because I know the man, and he said, you know, agreed that he had got tripped up. He said he'll do it. But, you know, he said he's.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that was all that was. I wanted to see how, I just posted on it. I was like, well, it's a talk show. I wanted to see what was the talk going to be when we got to the show tonight.
All right.
Well, no, that ain't, you still the way that I was. I mean, I'm still cast intake and all that.
Okay. I mean, like
you
I
ain't
said,
got,
I
you
mean,
ain't, I ain't gonna ream you out too bad. I'm going to ream you out on the track. I ain't going to ream you out trying to get over on you. I'm gonna turn your ass upside down on the track. I ain't gonna turn you upside down getting up to the race.
Okay.
What me and you agreed on is what I'm coming with.
Okay.
You know, that's what I'm coming with. But no, I wanted to, this was for them nicest boys, you know what I mean? They don't wanna give me nothing.
Right.
Don't wanna make it a fair race, so it was just a joke, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Mo like had to spoil it just now. JB.
Oh no, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
First thing he did was, "Hey, is that the motor that was in Woodrow's car?" Like, what gave it away? What gave it away?
Yeah.
Then Brandon Lumpkin got on there. Yeah, that's Woodrow's shop.
Hey, yeah, I knew.
Yeah.
I noticed because I seen his big bag. I know that's it. But it was funny because the first thing he posted and put these posts on, the little boy about to go off on here.
Yeah, but like I say, I mean, we'd do something. Well, like I say, if we check each other's car out, and then we go for man and see what we can, I mean.
Yeah, just me and you. Just me and you checking each other's car now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. Like I said, I ain't never had nothing to hide with mine anyhow. Everybody running their mouth saying I'm on gas, but the sad part about it, I might still be on motor the whole day. You know what I mean? If I don't get things straight tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, right. I ain't got a problem with that. I just know that the races are gonna be far wide and in between. You know what I mean? Because them guys, I mean, guys don't want to get the motor car or nothing. I mean, that's their choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I want to do is make sure, I mean, if you got gas on the car,
I'm going to let you know that.
I mean, I want you to have it capped off.
Oh, yeah. As long as you give me the plug, it'll be plugged off.
I got a bunch of plugs in the trailer.
You bring a plug with you and I'll plug it off.
I got
but like I say, with me and you, JB know me. I don't pull no shit. If I was spraying, you would know I was spraying. It ain't going to be no guesses. And he know I do that very well. But, I mean, the one time, that's what is blowing me so bad, because the one time when I'm literally no cylinders on the car at all, you know, it's still they still can't make it right. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Right,
I ain't getting this too big, you know what I'm saying? If I don't feel like I can beat them, then I just can't run them if you can't make it fair.
Right, I understand.
You know? But yeah, me and you got action. No doubt. You got action.
Okay.
You definitely, hey, look, remember I told you, you better stop and get you some blue pills if you ain't already got some.
I don't need none.
Hey, look, I know a spot you can get some at. If you need directions, I'll give them to you tomorrow.
I don't need no directions, eh?
Because I'm telling you, you in for a long night.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
A long night. You know, I don't really talk no shit, but.
I'm glad you think that. I mean, I'm just saying.
You in for a long night now.
That's good. I like a long night.
That's what it is. You're in for a long night. Like I told you before, she coming ready.
I want you to. I mean, I ain't going to say nothing about that, but I'm not a person that's going to talk, but I do my action on the track.
Yeah, me too.
I just hope you can just hang with the Popeye.
Man, Popeye. When the last time Popeye was on TV? When the last time Popeye was on TV?
He was on tonight because I watched it.
Oh, I ain't watching. I don't get them channels down here.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Since you said I need to be prepared, so you're saying you want to bet on the gap?
Who I said that with? You? Oh, yeah. We might get bet. You told me you were going to gap me, didn't you?
No, I didn't say I was going to gap you. I never said gap by my word. If you see gap or anything where I post or where I'm going to gap you or anything, somebody put on there and says, you're going to gap me. But is that person...
Oh, you talking about the boy that said buy two cars.
Yeah. If that person is listening...
He don't get on this. I don't think he get on this.
Well,
that's his opinion.
But if
I mean, I don't know, Papa. To be honest with you, I ain't never seen your car run. I don't know nothing about your car. You know what I mean? So,
right, I don't think that.
It'd be crazy for me to build again. But, I mean, I just might be feeling foggy Saturday where I might do that, you know?
Right.
I might have to double up on you because I probably ain't going to get nothing else, no other action. But then again, I should be able to get some action all over the boat.
Right, I understand.
You know, but, I mean, we might do that. I mean, like I said, I'm coming to the race, man. I mean, I done ran around Virginia and North Carolina and everywhere else looking for racing.
Me
I can't
too.
Say North Carolina because I ain't been there but a couple of times. But, you know, and get no action. What do you say?
I said I've been there too, and I can't get no action.
Yeah, so, I mean, I might just go ahead on and take that because it's probably about the fast race out there.
Right.
Now, you conventional head too, right?
Yeah, I'm conventional head.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, like I said, if your mouth see it, then I ain't even got to see it.
I mean, but I mean, I want you to look. I want you to be safe. I want you to look.
Well,
sure
I mean, to be honest,
it's
a Ford. I don't even know what I'm looking at. I mean, that's how much of a Chevy guy I am. I don't know nothing about no Ford.
Right.
Nothing about a Ford. I mean, I wouldn't know what I was looking at. I mean, I don't even know nobody in my camp that would know what I'm looking at. There ain't no Ford guys in my camp.
Right.
So, you know, one of them deals. Where, like I say, we ain't got to talk no more about our race because we're going to get that done during the day. I mean, during
the
day.
Yeah, we're going to be in safe lane probably before 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'll be there before 3 o'clock, but I'm going to try to leave early in the morning.
Right.
I mean, they say what time the gates open, JB?
The gates open at 9.
Yeah, 9.
At 9.
No, they open up at 10 o'clock. Oh,
10 o'clock.
Okay, I thought it was
okay.
9, but... Yeah,
I'm going to try to get there around 10, so at least give me a good parking spot, because it's going to be loaded.
I'll be there tomorrow night.
You better get to the bar.
Say it again.
I'll be there tomorrow night. My phone is loaded up in the trailer. Where's me again?
Let's see. We got two more mics open. I got a, who is that? 610-657. No, 656-2422. Who is this? Who we got from the 610 area code? Who is that? All right, they dropped. Who we have? 224-220-6386. Who is that?
What's up, brother? This is the Smooth Criminal just checking in with you, man.
What's up, criminal? Photo G-Body, man.
Yes, sir. We real close, man. Got a chance to talk to the man down south. We real close. Close enough to say we could come out and beat up on somebody down there in Maryland.
Okay, well, look, I got two all-motor assassins on here right now. What you talking?
Hey, well, I can't really talk until I get it in the car, but, you know, keep them on the list because I'll be showing up trying to come down there.
We're going to be hard to find.
just keep them on the list. You know, I got to have a list. Keep them on the list.
Huh? I say, we ain't going to be hard to find.
Y'all ain't gonna be hard to find.
Hey, I'll be the big black dude in all camo outfit because it's hunting season starting tomorrow. and I ain't playing. I'm dead serious. Real treat. You'll see me in real treat, Mossy Oak.
I like that. Hey, y'all got a big thing going on this weekend, right?
Yeah, we got the one in Capitol on Saturday. You ain't driving that track trailer from Capitol.
Well, you know what? I'm sitting here in Bath. I'm sitting up here in Bath, New York, right now, and I'm hoping to really get stuck up here, so that way I might be able to get somewhere down that way.
Well, all you got to do is call Long Island Joe. You can ride in with him. You know, he I heard he got a nice little. Pulling, you know, he got a nice little get up. He's coming with, so you can hop in there with Joe.
Well, I mean, that'll be cool. Do me a favor, though, on the real. Text me his number after the show or something.
Yeah, he's coming down. It's actually, who is that on our speakerphone, man? We gotta get rid of that speakerphone.
Because if I get stuck up here, I'll do that. I'm not for sure I'm gonna be up here, but I'm trying to go back to the north, to be real.
Well, look, one of your hometown favorites is coming down to represent, so I know you wouldn't want to miss
him. Oh, I know that. He's about to come down. He said y'all scared him down there. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
You know, he said every time he comes down, he has people running from him.
Oh yeah, I know he didn't lock in a nice one with a Mustang down here, so I don't think he's gonna be able to. He can't get out of that one. He can't get out of that one.
He gonna have to make a move for sure, right?
Yeah, he gonna have to either eat it or I'm gonna be honest with you. I seen a pass he made against Big Low the other day. He ain't too flat. Can't do slack.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, it's called playing possum. You can beat somebody. You can beat somebody big enough to beat them by a nose, right? I'm not saying. I mean, you know, the big black guy with all that do the hunting, he know that, don't he?
Yeah, I know. He know about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to sit back and listen, man. I'm trying to pump some fuel, man, and sit down somewhere, but I'm going to listen on the show. I'm going to go on mute.
All right, well, look, let me see. I got two more mics open. I got 610-656-2422 and 703-505-4527. You're on the mic. Who is that?
Stefano, the pizza gangster.
Oh, Lord, here we go. The
I think
there
were pepperonis.
I'll have it at Capital.
All right, so we got Stefano, and who is the 703? 703-505. Who is that?
I've been twisting and turning all week with your boy Lewis over there that I'm stepping to off the trail.
Oh,
I got
so,
a question.
So trying to talk with Lewis tonight?
I don't know. Well, listen, but here's my question, okay? When I crack both of those cars, those big chief motors that I'm locked into, okay, am I considered fast or they're just slow?
Oh.
You still be the pizza man.
Yes, sir. So how does that work?
Huh?
I was like, if I crack both those cars, yes, and was coming at me with a big chief motor, both of them, am I considered fast or they're just slow?
Oh, man.
I'm trying to figure this out.
I can't speak on neither one of them far, but it sounds like you're going to be a mock man if you come in and crack two heads.
Well, I guess actions speak louder than words, and I'll live with that. I'm a gambling man, and we're out there to have fun. But I'm definitely coming with all my I's dotted and all my T's crossed.
Hey, look. Let me ask you something, Stefano. Since we're on here, if there was a man coming that had a stock suspension, stock block forward, big block, all motor, what would you give
it? All right. What size tire? Stock is what size tire? W tire?
No. 28.
What you looking for? I'm a gambling man.
Hey, well, he's on the line. Let's see that. I mean, because he is, let me speak this. He is stock. Like I said, it's a stock motorsports block you can get right out of the Ford, you know, right out of the motorsports. And it's stock suspension. And, you know, he might, I mean, if you were looking to give up something, he might take some.
And he's all motor or is he shooting?
He's all motor. He's on here.
Tell him to put something out there. I'm out there. I ain't trying to take advantage of nobody.
Oh, he's on 29. Sorry about that. The only thing is 29.
Well, tell me what he's looking for.
What you willing to give up? What are you, a tube chassis car?
Yeah, I'm a tube car. He's a tube car. Tube car, short deck, conventional head, one carburetor. Cast intake.
What size tire you got?
What's that?
What size tire?
1632.
Oh, my goodness. You ain't got enough to offer that. The tube chassis car.
It's a tube car.
What? Huh?
Yeah. Might have to
give me the back. I think the back tires
the
what?
The back half and the brake?
No.
Back,
you should you give me
back
anything
tire
in the brake?
Back tire
and
the brake?
I might take the back tires and a brake.
You want to run to the eighth or the quarter?
Eighth.
That's enough to pick up right there.
Come on, man. Hey, you talking about knocking off these big chiefs? What you can knock? You know, you can knock off a stock Ford block. You know, and go back and be nice. Then we, hey, we can't call you the pizza man no more. We got to call you the delivery man.
Pizza, pizza.
There you go.
So you're looking for the back tire and the plate.
What do you want to do it for?
I don't know, probably $500-$600. I don't race for a lot of money.
Ford Motor South Convention on 29.
Yep.
And that's a lot to put that for in a quarter. 28.
I ain't going no quarter. You forget that.
Yeah, I know. I respect that. Like I said, I'll go either or. I'm just trying to figure out. Because like I said, I'm like the other boy on there. I don't know much about Ford motors. I'm a Chevy guy.
You know, a Ford motor don't run anyway.
What's that?
You know, a Ford motor don't run anyway.
Yeah, that's what they say.
If you're jumping on the slut, then you got to run something. You better run something.
I ain't worried about the slut. That's my least
better run good.
That's my least worry about that slut.
Yeah, man, I'm saying that's just slow, man. It's slow. It's slow, Papa.
I know. I mean, like I said, I done my homework on that. I ain't worried about that thing.
See, you got blueprints to go by. I ain't got no blueprints to go by. I can't find nothing. I don't even know what your car look like besides the picture. I might get there and see something that I don't like.
I'll give you the break to the 8th.
No. Not against a tube testicle, you're not. I think the back tire's in the brake. I'll tell you what, I'll be there Saturday. You can come look at me, then you can go from there.
All right, that sounds good. I think we're going to do it, though. But like I said, I don't know much about Ford. I got to call my Ford people up, see what's out there. Especially naturally.
Ford motor don't run. It ain't going to run. I'm going to tell you that now.
Listen to that bullshit.
You ain't got to ask nobody on that. I'll tell you. They don't run.
Y'all boys trip.
You can ask anybody. You can ask John Cotter. John Cotter, tell you, Ford motor won't run.
No, he's dropping the name, John Cotter. I might have to back up now. I might have to throw my train in reverse. He's dropping John Cotter.
Gene Fulton, the Ford man, you tell him, he'll tell you they don't run.
Yeah, but you talk to a man like Bob Litton, you can't tell me his stuff don't run.
Bob Litton done his own work.
Yeah, Bob Clinton, that's a whole
other
animal.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Kazi just won another engine challenge.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, they don't run, though. I mean, they just make power.
So how am I going to describe your car, and I'll come look for you. You won't be able to listen. You won't miss me. Just look for
it's a white,
the pizza gangster.
It's a white Mustang with a Popeye on top of the hood.
Popeye
on
the
back. Oh,
you can just go to the help, Dad.
Yeah.
I said, you'll see me there because guess what? When I leave there or why I'm there, people are going to know who I am. So we're all right. We'll find each other.
Yeah, we'll find some.
Definitely. All right, gentlemen, I got to get back to work. I'll call back in a little while.
Yeah, hey, look, yeah. I want a pepperoni with extra cheese.
Well, you know I deliver, so it's on its way. You got it. I'll call back. See you guys.
Oh, man. All right, so let me see. Who is the 703-505-4527. We got somebody. I guess somebody's waiting on a come-up, so I'm going to let them wait on that one. Bruce Styles, you here tonight?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on?
What, you tired, man?
What?
What, you tired?
Yeah, man, putting this race together, yeah, I'm tired. And then listening to you, that old dirty slut of yours.
She might, look, that slut gonna be reborn after Saturday. Papa gonna bless her.
Yeah, you gonna take her
ring out,
huh?
Papa gonna ring out, hoe out.
Papa, hey, look, Papa gonna turn her into an honest hoe then. He gonna throw that to an honest hoe. You know, a hoe make money. A slut give it away for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you trying to change. What's up?
Hey, Bruce, there's a guy that's going to call in tonight, I think, and he's looking for some action with the birds.
Yeah, who ain't looking for action? All they got to do, yeah. He can call in, but when he get there, all you got to do is he ain't got to look far for me because I'll be right up front somewhere.
Now, I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you a hint of what it looked like. It's a red and black gamer.
Just tell me what it looked like. Don't give me no hints. Just who he is.
Red and black Camaro, rich man.
Rich man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought you might know him. Red and black 70 model Camaro.
You said rich man?
Rich, like turning a wrench.
Oh, wrench man. Oh,
yeah.
They know about me. I don't be knowing about them. That's what be killing me. They see me, and they just describe their car like I supposed to. Like, oh yeah, I remember you. Nah, I mean, I see how you sit. I ain't got no problem with running nobody.
Yeah,
and that's what we having the show for.
I told him. I said, man, you coming? He said, yeah, I'm coming. I said, well, who are you? I mean, it looked like you got a nice looking Camaro there. You know, who are you looking? He said, well, I'm looking for the birds. I said, well, it ain't gonna be hard to find. I mean, the car will be there. So I mean, it's up to you to go and set that up. He said,
I got a bottle of bird doo doo. I just went outside, beat him. For now, I just squirt a little bird doo doo on him. Yeah, like armor oil, just squirt it on them so they know they was here. They say there's good luck, you know. So I don't know. I'm out to just. It's the last race of the year for me, so I'm going to run as much as I can for the amount of money I got. Long as I don't lose what I'm betting with, and car going to break, I'm just going to run, you know. So that's it, you know. I'm just trying to run all the guys from out of town. I can run the guys that's in town. I can run them any day of the week, you know, during the weekend or whatever. But these guys don't come down that much, and I don't travel up north that much, you know. I entertain any of them, you know. If they're well sitting, like, you know, I'm always willing. They can give up something, you know, and I try that, too. I don't want a whole lot, you know, because I figure, like, I take a whole lot, it ain't worth us racing, you know, because I'm not the only one there. There's a lot of other cars that will probably fit, you know, closer to them. That's why we was having a help desk so that we can, you know, won't have to do a whole lot of riding around looking. Because that takes up a lot of time after you sit and, you know, you talk. But, you know, I know. So Dwayne going to have his hands full, you know.
All right, so
yeah.
I guess I'm going to have mine full, too.
I think we got, here we go. We got some new meat in here. We got two new callers. We got 240-210-3568. And 443-889-9886. Your mic is open. Who is it?
Oh,
this is
this is
the rich man in the building out here, Styles. I can't believe you disrespect me like that, man.
Oh,
who's the rich
go.
Man? I can't believe you disrespect my car like that, man. Like you don't know who I am, Styles.
Oh,
man,
here you go.
Well, what's your name? Do I know your birth certificate say rich man?
As many times as me and you run at this era, man. We done run in the gov a long time, man. Lee Wilson.
So who?
Lee Wilson.
Oh, man. Why you ain't just say your name? Y'all just got the car. What's your problem?
I said, you act like you didn't know who my car was, man.
I don't. Okay, well, who have you raced for me to know? I know you, but, I mean, don't say rich man. I never knew you by rich man. If you said your name, then I'd have known. But just people calling, say, a 70 red Camaro. I'm trying to figure out a red Camaro. If you said Ronald's old Camaro or something like that, I would have known. You was just at the track Sunday.
I try to get everybody to understand that. That was our car before it was Ronald's.
I heard. Yeah, I know, but see, I didn't know that.
I just found out on Sunday it was your car before that, you know, when you was on the starter line. I didn't know, but it don't matter. It don't matter. Does it matter?
No, you got some races lined up?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, okay.
You need to have some lined up. You ain't got nothing lined up?
Not just yet. We need some things we gotta do first, and then we'll see what's going on.
Okay, but you know I'm gonna be in the house, so you already got me one time. Remember?
No, man. That was we were just shaking down, man. That wasn't.
Nah, that ain't what I heard. That ain't what I heard. You got
somebody started that. I don't got nothing to do with that. You know, I'm people be talking. I think Ron started that.
I don't know. I just heard they said that you got me. I was nothing, and so I just left it at that. I figured,
somebody started that. Somebody started that. You know, see, I love you like a brother, but you got to go down, my brother.
Oh, well, you know, that's what they all say. You better check. You better check with the last two I put in the ground. Look,
but I'm
going to
tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm only one of 8 miles.
Why are you telling me that? Because the other two guys I put 6 feet under?
You said what?
I said, why are you telling me you only run 8 miles? Because of the other guys I put 6 feet under?
No, ain't about that.
Your luck
going to
run out this weekend.
I'm not running court.
Who said that? Who
you know who it
that?
Is.
Who
you
mumbled
exactly
it? Did you notice they mumbled? They mumbled. And look, I ain't bring my car ain't been out in 2 weeks. Ain't been
who
cranked
said?
Up for nothing.
We got a little surprise for you this weekend.
You
we
know what?
We're going to find out how bad that bird is.
Yeah, well, you know it's bad until somebody knock it off, you know, on that hill. It's undefeated on that hill. So,
party's over, Negro.
You know what, Monster? You're right. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I am undefeated on that hill this year. Nobody beat me on the hill. Wow.
Yeah.
No, nobody. It ain't no such thing as yet when you're talking to me. No, I ain't losing on the hill. You know what? If I look like I think I'm going to lose, I ain't going to race because I ain't going to mess up my record.
Well, you're going to race. Look, if I got to take the tires off till you get to the line, you're going to race.
I'm going to run. You're not, I ain't got to worry about that. But
whatever
I ain't taking
you
no L.
I don't care what you do. I just want you to be safe and have a good time and a good show, man. That's the most important thing.
I appreciate it. But I'm glad you brought that to my attention. I'm going to have to run with that one. I did not know I was undefeated.
It sounded like your phone breaking up with you, bird. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's breaking
up. Well,
good
luck, man. I'll see you Saturday, all right?
Okay, all right. And where's the wrench man at, Mr. Goodwrench?
I'm right here.
You working on that car?
You
working on that car?
No, I'm done doing what I need to do to it.
Oh, okay. Did you get any races lined up? Were you coming on motor? Are you spraying? Where? How you coming?
I'm spraying.
Oh, this be your first time spraying, ain't it?
Well, why that concern you?
No, I want to help you get some races, man. You're stuttering there, Monster. Come on, I was stuttering. He's stuttering. Huh?
You was asking a lot of questions. Just know that I'm explaining. I'm going 8 miles.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, all right. Well, if I give you something, will you go to quarter?
Nah, I can't go quarter.
Why you can't?
I just can't. I'm not going quarter in that weather.
Okay. All right.
If it was 65, 70 degrees, but when it's cold like that, I don't like doing that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't like drowning either, you know, but I understand.
Hey, Bruce,
Hey, well, the quarter in the cold weather in Chicago all the time.
Yeah, ain't it?
It don't get no colder up there than it do down there.
Yeah, it ain't. It'd be nice.
Sun today. Hey, as long as the sun is out.
There you go. You wait till late to eat. When the sun goes away.
Is the Nasty Boys racing camp on here tonight?
I doubt it.
I see 761-0433. That's got to be the running bell.
He might be running, cause hell yeah, come get some, boy.
Oh yeah.
Hey, that is running bell. Is that running bell?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Hey, running bell, are y'all bringing that Camaro? The I can't think. Leon Powell's dad, Camaro. Y'all bringing that?
Which Camaro?
His dad, the green one.
Is that green?
Is it green or what? Yeah. I know it's got stripes there.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm bringing my Camaro. I don't know about nobody else.
Yeah, but you know about y'all calling it bull.
Call it. Hold on for a minute. Let me get somewhere where I can hear you talking.
Uh-oh, you'll start something now.
Hey, what's up, Robin Bear?
Hey, what's going on, Mom?
How you doing? How you been?
I'm doing all right.
I know Leon Powell's dad has a Camaro, a big-time small-block Camaro. I was seeing if that thing is going to come up to the Capitol 26.
No, I don't think they're coming, but that ain't Leon's dad. That's Leon's brother.
Brother, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I haven't heard nothing from Leon this week, so I don't know unless he called me tomorrow and said he was gone. But the last word I got from him that he was going to be out of town or something.
Okay, I see y'all small tire car coming back together. The Black Beast.
Oh yeah, that'll be back out next year. It's going to be turbo when it comes back.
Oh shit! Dang.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You ain't returned my call, man.
Man, I've been meaning to call you. Today is the only day I've been not too busy because I took off work the rest of the week. But will you call to confirm hell yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he's down with it. Yeah, I just got a job line to talk about y'all logistics and everything, you know. But he'll probably come on tonight, you know, but he's going to be there, you know. And you're supposed to be his first race.
That'll work.
You hear me, running back?
Yeah, I hear you. That'll work.
I thought you was running away. I thought I heard you fading away.
No. See, that's the problem with y'all. Y'all always want to spell my name with a G. Ain't no G on. Delete the G off. Hey, Bird, that ain't running bear. That's run in bear. So I'm.
Oh. hey, Bear. That's gonna be a good race, man. I'm looking for that one. Both of y'all leave hard. Both of y'all got nice 60 foot. That's gonna be a good race. And I'm in the middle on that one. I can't even bet on that one.
We'll see. That's a good fair race.
Huh?
That's what I want, a good fair race.
Yeah, I mean, y'all did the same. Small block, one carburetor, one system. Pretty much the same size. Willie Ball. Hey, back half. Hey, it don't get no closer than that.
No, it don't get closer than that.
No, I don't get much closer than that unless somebody gets scared and stop begging for something. And hell yeah, he said you're going to be saying hell nah.
I'm going to do what the bear do. You know, win or lose.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
We're going to go at him head up to the April mouth.
Right. There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, the way I see it, if you ask me, y'all be holding hands.
Okay, that'll work. I like a good close
race. Yeah, unless somebody sleep on the tree, you know. But I said that's a holding hands race. Nobody going to get gapping unless, you know, somebody has some problems or something.
Right,
you know?
right.
Unless, because I know both the cars. I've seen you race, you know, and I've seen him
you know, run too, and yeah, that's a toss up right there. That might be one of the best races, if not the best race of the day so far, especially like I said with the small block, because y'all gonna get up and get out of there. You know, if you're gonna do like you did on Tony Vines, you gonna get up out of there. Hell yeah, just been killing everybody around here. He ain't lost since he been here. He hasn't, and he hasn't lost up on the hill. I think he's like, man, no, up on the hill. And so that's one thing. You come up there and try to dethrone him.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it would be a good one. I mean, I ain't never seen his car run. The only thing I've seen is a picture of his car on the Internet. And,
right.
You know, other than that, I mean, he said just like a...
Yeah. Yeah. So, y'all straight. That's going to be good, man. Y'all might do it again. Y'all might have to, if it's that close, y'all might even know how to try it again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, because, you know, I believe in my car in here, the race will be won right there at the street.
Yeah. Who do you think going to win?
It could go either way, man. You know, I ain't going to make no predictions on it because, like I said, I ain't never seen this car run. I just heard about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, we got another mic open. We got 336-932-5380. Who is that?
This is Dave Shaw, driver of the dinosaur.
Oh. All right, well, that's what I've been looking for because I just talked to somebody. They said they about to talk, get it straight, and this could probably lock in within the next hour.
That's all good. Like I told Mr. Dobbs, as far as I'm concerned, we don't have to lock in. I'm ready to go. Come up there.
I saw your post, and that's what I'm talking about. See, people kill me with, you know, oh, man, for them cars to come, they got to have this. They got to have this. I respect y'all because when I saw the post, it said we coming whether we locking or not. So that's
oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you hit me up this week. And you told me, hey, man, look, we trying to come with the dinosaur. And from what I know, we got some people on here right now that, you know, they thinking about it. So within the next 2 hours, it should be something going on. I know y'all coming no matter what, but I think there's somebody on here right now who he's waiting for the go-ahead. They want to go ahead and do it.
I think there's somebody on here right
this,
now.
Who is this, JB?
He's waiting for the go-ahead. They want to go ahead and do it.
Who is this you talking to? That's David Shaw. That's he from the Dobbs camp.
Oh, okay. All right, I got him on Facebook. What's up, Dave? It's Wickenburg.
What's going on, man? It's good to talk to you. I can't wait to meet everybody face to face up there in Maryland.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're gonna have a little drivers meeting before we start going on a track in the center, you know, up in the staging lane, so everybody can get a little familiar and put faces with cars and nicknames they use on the internet. So it'd be that way when y'all start to, you know, try to lock in races, y'all know who y'all was talking to on the internet or who was doing the talking, and they won't be hiding behind the phones and you know, the internet. I think that way we, you know, take 10, 15 minutes, introduce everybody, but not everybody, but just raise your hand and, you know, people that I know, I'll put their names out and say that's such, 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 and y'all can just say who you are, and that way we can, that'll help other people to know who's who, you know, and then, you know, you go from there. We make it fast, you know, we make it a little introducing each other. I think more people, because a lot of times people are like, man, I don't know that guy, I don't know how to. You might not want me coming to ask them to race. But that's what we all there for.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of guys, you know, you kind of worry about how to approach somebody because grudge racing and in this game, part of the fun is talking teetotal trash to each other. And, I mean, you know, it's all good, but you got to learn when to control that temper and take it out there in the starting line.
There you go.
And,
you know.
Luke?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, I like the video, man.
Hello?
Everybody.
Yeah, we on here. Who is that?
It's Donald with
the
Nova.
Oh, what's up, Donald
Drury?
What's going on?
What's up, man? I'm just trying to find out what time Joe wants to be in the lane Saturday. That's all.
You might have to talk to Wicked Bird on that one. I don't think Joe's on right now.
Nah, he ain't got to talk to me about it. He got Joe's. I'm going to call Joe. I don't know.
All right, well, he's great calling.
Yeah,
all right,
I talked
well,
to him
yeah,
a little
Joe call in, man. So we get that straight then. But, you know, like I said, I don't know when he's talking about getting in the lane, but he will be calling in pretty soon.
I think a lot of people really need to try to concentrate and getting their races off a little earlier while we got a lot of sun out. You know, you wait a little late, you know, traffic will tend to go away depending on how quick the temperature drops. But, I mean, they still have a handle on the track, but, you know, we don't need to sit around all day, you know, and wait till they start getting out, unless you're scared, you know. But we're going to have enough time going by the sun out to get these races off. Because I plan on racing at 12 o'clock.
Hey, look, Donald, I think this could be Joe right here. Let's see. 631-803-0628. Your mic is open. Who is that?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
What's up, Joe?
Not much. I am over there here.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on? How's everything?
Hey, man, honest to God, he just finished my dad's car tonight, and I swear, I ain't even tested my car yet, but I can't wait for Saturday, man.
Oh, yeah, me too. Listen, I'm going to tell you something I haven't tested either. We don't have a track up here, but I'm just going to try to get up there as early as possible. I'll probably make a shakedown pass first, make sure it's okay. If not, maybe one or two. That's one or two, that's it. Then we go.
All right.
Let's go right away.
Yeah, let's just get it over with, you know what I mean? Because I want to party the rest of the time. I want to gamble.
Okay. All right. I just hope
this converter works. I promise you, I swear, I ain't tested it enough. I put it right in the trailer. We cleaned it up real good. Cleaned the wheels all up. Because I think a couple people call it a show car. So that's going to be the name of it for now on the Show Nova. And I'm just going to go down there and see what happens, get it over with, and then put it in the trailer and then have a good old time with everybody.
Nah, that ain't what you said, Donald. Say what
I'm going to celebrate. A win or a loss, it don't matter. Hey, Bird, you should know me by now. I ain't afraid to say something.
What am I supposed to say now?
I said, you ain't talked to me all week because I said I'm betting with Donald. You should have hung the phone up on me 5 times this week.
Oh, man, I heard this here. Well, yeah. I don't know, you know, we're going to find out. I'm going to be eating some chicken and some soda or something.
Hey, Joe, now, is Donald supposed to be eating peanut butter if he loses to you with no milk?
Oh, no, that's my son and them. Their sons, they call P&J, so P&J
Racing.
They said that if what did they lose to him, they're going to eat a peanut butter. The Big George. They ain't want no milk, no nothing. That is dry.
That's what we're going to do to Wicked Bird. You're going to eat
put them on wheat. Give them wheat bread, too. Don't give them the white bread. Wheat bread.
Hey, Joe, I don't mean no harm, Joe, but I got to ask a funny question because me and Gunner was sitting there looking at pictures. You and your son ain't doing P90X in the backyard, are y'all? I saw you and your son ain't doing P90X and Zumba in the backyard, are y'all?
Oh, God. Yeah, I seen Gunnin over there the other day. I know he's on his way up already.
Gunnin a funny dude, man. This dude's funny, man.
He's a trip, man. Ain't he? That Gunnin big full of it, ain't he?
He's straight to the point. He's a real reporter. Oh, Lord, here we go. We got more
we got the Magic Man stepping up in here. We got 757-339-8860 pulls his parachute daily.
Oh my God. Dirty Bonzi. Dirty Bonzi.
We be scared. Is that we be scared?
Yes, it is.
Get off that speakerphone, Weezy.
Yeah, we be scared. See what I'm saying?
Huh?
We be scared. He on the speakerphone.
Nah, I ain't scared. I ain't no speakerphone.
Yeah, well, you know Sean Murphy in the house, right?
Sean Murphy, who is that?
You better not know who he is.
Who is that?
Okay. All right, mister. We going to find out.
Tell Sean Murphy he break that slut. I'm gonna stay on motor and I'll show him. I'll make him change his name.
There you go. There goes. I thought hoes be begging for tricks. There you go.
I told you I'm a slut. I'm not a whore. A whore get paid. A slut don't. A slut will do it for free. A slut don't want nothing but a nice breakfast brunch at Waffle House.
We got
I told you, let me tell you something. If I do Popeye at 10 o'clock, the hole will be, the slut will be at the Skylock, and I know the Skylock closed, but you know what I'm talking about. You know where the Skylock at. You from D.C.
Yeah.
We'll be at the Skylock performing.
Oh, you know what? We're going to get you a little stage. If you lose, you got to get up on that stage. Take that Metro Area Grudge shirt and twist it to the side. You know, not in the front,
to the
side.
The car is called the slut. I'm the pimp. If we can somehow get that bitch up on the stage, then we'll try it.
Okay.
Make sure you put some ransom on there.
Okay.
Tell me something, the slut. Now, you got your first runner's win?
I'm going to do mine during the day, too. I'm like Wicked, man. I'm trying to sit back and race early. That after dark shit will bite you in the ass, man.
You know what, though? I don't get me wrong. I think I'm going to knock JT off first and then go knock Donald off. So I might knock JT about maybe 1 o'clock, 12:31, and then come right back half an hour later and then knock Donald off.
Hey, y'all heard them boys showing gap insurance. That's all I heard. I don't know.
Huh?
Them boys selling gap insurance down there Saturday, I was told.
Oh, yeah. They were telling me that you're supposed to gap now.
Them boys selling gap insurance down there. They're insurance salesmen.
Okay.
You know what they told me,
though?
Right.
I heard y'all paying for Charlie Wilson to come, so I got to try to perform.
Yeah, you know, Charlie Wilson's been up on that hill for a while, Long Island Joe. Every week he's been up there.
Wickenberg, don't get too excited,
because
this day is short on Saturday,
Negro.
Who else you running, Jeff?
I'm running JT.
He running JT with the Red Nova. The thriller car. The one that Jason just ran Friday night.
Oh, the red thriller with ran. But hey, Joe, ain't we running first?
It don't matter which one I run first. It don't matter.
Hey,
Donnie, you're just anxious to go sit in the corner, ain't you?
Yeah, I am. Well, who knows? Depends how this thing runs. This thing runs good enough. I might just try something else.
Well, you know you already got an offer. Young Stain said he'd give you the back tie.
I ain't racing that car.
Oh, okay. Okay. You say that now. I think he's going to entice you to run. I'm going to help him.
Hey, stop.
Depending on how that car runs, I might just ask that Bud Light Coupe for a rematch.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey.
And that's the God's honest truth.
I believe you. I believe you might as well at the end of the year.
Like I said, it all depends on how my car runs, because I have not did anything since I changed the converter. And I told you, Joe, what I did.
Yeah.
I had a converter tightened up, and I have not even tried it. But if it runs right,
it runs good like I think it's. I hope it does. I might try that Bud Light you got if he comes down. But ain't nothing set in stone, so don't come down.
Oh, he's definitely coming. They bringing 11 cars with me.
All right.
Well, I'm going to up in the morning and I'll be up there. Huh?
Hey, what about that duster?
The duster scared to death of you. I'm not going to lie to you. The duster scared to death of you.
He better be. I knocked the dust off that motherfucker.
But you know what? You see, I put something down. What's this guy's name? I keep seeing him racing everybody. Giving him a tie and a break. Wasn't it Copperhead?
Yeah, but the gold Mustang, bronze Mustang. Yeah, the slot turned him out.
Man, his name ain't Copperhead.
We got this Mustang over here to turn around and say, he run no motor. So he'll take the break of the tires to the 8 mile from Copperhead. Motor the juice.
Hey, Joe, his name ain't Copperhead no more. It's just Copper.
Oh, he's just Copper?
He's a headless snake.
Oh, you don't take his head off?
Yeah, I bit it off. I ain't even cut it off. I bit it off.
Oh, okay. So I can't mess with. So then I guess I got to step to the next one, right? How about Big Head Kenny? Now, look, I'm going to say it out. Big Head Kenny, he's got a small blocking Big Head Kenny car, right?
Yeah.
Let him spray and get the Mustang to break to the 8th mile.
Kenny might ask for something. Me and him got to ask. We locked in for Saturday.
Oh, you locked in with him too?
Yeah.
Well, that's dog, man. Anybody got a small block out there that want to run with on 10-inch tires, cast manifold, one carburetor? And I ain't talking about no Young Stang or Bud Light.
Joe, we gonna find somebody for that one. That sound like a more common car. It got wheelie bars on it.
Yeah, it got wheelie bars on it. We gonna run bars on it.
And what you say?
Tennis tires, 29s on it.
Ladder bar, right?
Yeah, ladder bar, no juice.
It's a motor car. That's the car.
Everything there.
Yeah,
you know
I talked to. Go ahead.
My buddy Shorty got a 300 feet ladder bar. It's it got a 1432 on it, but it's a small block on motor. We might can work something out on that one.
You talking about the green one?
Yeah, the green one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm trying to race.
That's what you trying to race? I thought you said you were trying to run Bud Light Coupe.
I said if my car runs right, I might try to Bud Light Coupe again. He knows.
Shorty's from in town, Dom. You can run him any day. We trying to get the ones out of town.
Okay. That's Shorty, what do you got? What kind of car?
It's a 300Z green one. It's all motor, small block, one carburetor. It got a 1432 on it for Willie Boggs. It's a back end.
Why don't you guys get a hold of Flex out of New York?
Huh?
What about Flex, the white Mustang, all motor out of New York?
What about Flex?
Why don't you try him out all motor? We'll try you out. White light? Nah, I see Flex. This is Joe from Philadelphia, Red Alert.
Okay.
I'm just saying, Flex is a small block all motor car.
I ain't doing nothing.
When you get, like I said, we got the help desk. Just come over
there.
I'm just trying to help you out. That's all.
Hey, let's see. We got two out of towners. We got two more microphones just open just now. 540-226-9499 and 484-832-2153.
That's me.
That's
Big
Warrior.
Take warrior,
right there.
Red alert.
Yes, sir. I'm at the Flyers game, but I'm trying to listen to you guys.
That's amazing.
Hey, who is this from
the 540 area code? 540-226. Who is that?
Big Buzz Brown. I'm just listening, man.
Oh, okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Hey, Buzz.
So what's going on?
Hey, Vanilla Gorilla looking for G Money.
And he's
at the spot. G Money gonna be there Friday.
Oh, he gonna be there? Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, he'll be there Friday camping out. So Vanilla Gorilla gonna be chocolate vanilla.
I don't know.
I do know.
I don't know, boy. I don't know, Bird. Me and you usually see eye to eye, but this one, I don't know. bro.
Hey, G-Man, my man, and I got him over that Vanilla Gorilla. We ain't even worried about that.
Well, me and you going to do a little something on the side, betting on the side.
We can do that. We can do some strange for change.
Yeah, that's right. No, the slut do stuff strange for change, man. This is me and you. Hey, look. Let me ask you, what's up with this Al Capone car? What's up with that?
Nothing. He coming out too.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
That Vanilla Gorilla could get some of that one too. Vanilla Gorilla, big block.
Yeah, big block. You talking about the Al Capone Camaro? I'm talking about the Al Capone Camaro now.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. That's what I'm saying because I'm letting you know he big block.
Yeah, big block.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
He looked just looked identical to G Money. Heavy just
what
like him
mean?
And all. Heavy, I mean, 66,
mean,
I mean,
like?
Street car, 66.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, heavy just like it.
Right, yeah, he a heavy car, yeah, you ain't no, what you call him. Yeah, he be there, he looking for action, too. He trying to get at Kenny, but he going to do Kenny a little bit later. But, that Vanilla Gorilla, like I said, man, we have him climbing up a tree.
He should be on the phone, but, I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know. A lot of guys don't know how to call into these lines and get in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so hard. You just got to dial the number and just press one, man. That's so hard.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, ain't it? It's crazy, but...
It's so hard. But, yeah, another gorilla, come on out there. Red Alert, you still there?
I think Red Alert, like I said, he at the hockey game. But, look, I think... hey, Joe, I see... Let's see who this is. We got somebody trying to get their mic open right now. 610-656-2422. Who is that?
It's Stefano, the pizza gangster. I'm back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, man, my pizza ain't get me yet, man.
Oh, you going to have plenty of pizza there.
Man, bring one of my pizza, though. Bring one of my pizza.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I got that.
You know we had the little side bet, right, Wicked Bird?
Yeah. We always got something on the side.
Getting quiet over there, Eddie.
Huh?
You done got quiet over there.
Nah, I ain't quiet.
I was just trying to tell you, we throw a pie with some meat on it. Just for you.
Okay. I like the little extra cheese, too.
Does it? The first race, what is it? He's supposed to run the horseman, right?
Who?
He's a gangster.
Yeah.
He gonna run the horseman. What's his guy
name,
Luke?
Yeah, he got Luke. And then he's supposed to have Stu.
Uh-huh.
What's Stu? he's gonna be eating pizza.
Alright, you gonna see.
Hey,
okay. Look, the first one is you're going to have horse meat when we finish, right?
Yeah.
Then we're going to have some stew for lunch.
There you go.
You watch.
Okay. All right. Man, stew going to run on the top of
them. Tell me something. How many horsemen are there?
How many horsemen is this?
Yeah, how many horsemen?
I think it's about 5 or 6 of them.
Now it's going to be 4.
Hey, right off.
It's gonna be 4
hey,
now. You
hey, hold on. Hey, hold on, real quick. I think there might just be one of them horsemen on the line. Kenny Beecham, are you on the line? 804-869-1541. Is that Kenny Beecham?
Yeah, boy.
That ain't Kenny Beecham.
Is my dog?
Hey, Kenny Beecham, they just told me that after this Saturday, there's only going to be 4 horsemen in your club.
Pulling your horse and buggy.
There's only going to be 4 in the club? Who's leaving?
Long Island Joe said they're coming down to make a master out of one of them, so there's only going to be 4 left.
There'll be some horse meat around for sale.
Yes, sir.
Or some glue. Or some
I'm
glue.
I was just lucky that we I ain't got that Mustang finished for Saturday. It might be the other way around.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. That was a small block on 28th, Joe, but it's not going to be ready.
Not going to be ready.
It'll be ready next weekend, though, but not this weekend.
On motor or you?
Nah, it's a small block on spray.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you, Joe, it'd be a perfect race for that Black Mamba truck.
No. We're trying to knock the other man off. We're going to knock him off new, your new man off. We got to knock
y'all
him off not, first.
Y'all knocking who?
Who is that? Lewis? Lewis, you got a race locked in with Lewis?
Yeah. You know, they said he was running around the track the other day, and he messed around and slipped and fell in a hole. And I think he might have broke his leg, so we got him.
He stepped in a world of hurt. He stepped vertically in out the pasture fast.
Look, we got them Clydesdale horses, man. They got them big feet. They're hard to break down.
Yeah.
Clydesdale.
I think he's going to be violated.
Yeah, okay. He done broke the ankle or broke the leg, I'm not sure. But what they do to the horse when they break his leg?
Make a fool out of him.
That's it. Well, he done. Got a big
fire. Yeah, I wanted to have that Mustang up there, some kind of bed. I broke myself trying to get it up there, but it is not going to make it. I got my Camaro be there, so.
Oh.
You know the dinosaur course be coming, Kenny.
Yeah, I tried to get a race with a dinosaur today to give them an option because they said nobody wanted to run them, and I told them that if they clear me, they got a head-up race. Head-up, just clear me.
Yeah, but they get here, they did change their mind. I'm quite sure of that. You know, we know how to get at them and make them change, especially with Buddy Blow there. You give Buddy Blow a little heated, he'll convince them.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all ain't trying to go heads up because y'all went heads up in another dead horse. He'd be only three then.
Dang, Joe, you sound real convincing.
What did Joe say?
Joe said he's glad you ain't trying head up because there'd be another dead horse on the road.
Damn, y'all, why
y'all going so hard on the horseman tonight, man? What's going on?
No, I'm just telling the truth. I'm just letting y'all know, that's all.
We got a car, Joe, that'll go head up with the dinosaur. I just got to wait on the... I'm going to wait and make sure it's going to be ready. Gene's car. Gene had a problem with his wishbone, and they had to redo his wishbone. And I'm pretty sure that today he got it straight, but I really don't want to talk for his car and lock him into nothing. But if he's ready, we'll make a test hit tomorrow night, and then we'll go head up with a dinosaur. I think they were looking for him anyway.
You know what they say now. I'm just going to let y'all know. Just be careful. Horses, when they can break bones, they shoot them. They kill
it.
To let you know, so that
wishbone,
man.
Hey, look, you might think it's just 400, but we coming with 1,000, you know. Maybe a couple thousand horses. You got to watch him on horse one now. See, we coming loaded.
Coming loaded? Don't put too much weight on them, because them legs are kind of a little nimble.
We got some young thoroughbreds. They got strong legs. They're ready to stride. All right.
You be like Monster. Look what happened to him last time.
Hey, look, you win some, you lose some. We're going to have fun, though. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we definitely going to have them. Boy, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're
going to
have your hands full with Lewis first, so, you know, and then and we'll see what Dobbs and them want to do with the dinosaur. We'll see what they want to do with that.
Okay, so, yeah.
They're going to have two races to pick from, a head-up race or a race with the clear. But Buddy Blow scared death of my Camaro, so I don't know if he's going to do that or not.
I don't know. I talked to him the other day. He sounds convincing. He sounded like that dinosaur is coming back from prehistoric and will just eat up everything in his path. You know, Big Sexy, I talked to Sean this morning for like an hour, and he said that he'll try him if they want to do something, if they show up. You know, he said he's going to try him. After he take care of that horse, Joe, he's going to take out another horse too.
Oh, man, there going to be no horses around in Maryland.
There's going to be ponies, My Little Ponies.
Look, I'm coming back with a pocket full because that toll y'all charge to get across that bridge is highway robbery. Y'all trying to steal from people every time you go across that bridge.
Man, all you had to do was mention you was coming to the race, and they was going to let you through free.
What was it, like 30, it's $36 or $38 every time I go across that bridge? I feel like my asshole gets hurt every time I go across that bridge.
When I'm with that triaxle.
Kenny, they trying to make people move to Maryland.
I hang around Maryland more than I hang in Virginia.
What did Kenny say? He said, see, like his asshole hurt when he go across that bridge.
I feel like cussing that teller every time I go across the bridge. So y'all fucking people every day.
Yes,
oh, man. Oh, no, that's going to be a good one. Oh,
we went to the creek on Sunday to test the car to make sure we was ready. And I went across that bridge. I said, God damn.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
You feel like you're ready?
Yes.
Let me just say some guy named Phil Gray just posted a picture of the ugly duckling Vega just now. I don't know if anybody has seen this car, but it has been posted just now.
The ugly duckling Vega.
Where they from? It should be back when Vega was an ugly duckling.
Damn. Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Hey,
boy,
hey, Joe, I gotta tell you, Joe, your damn son's funny as hell.
he wanna try somebody if they got a little pump gas up like him, too. He looking for
Joe, I got some cars there. I forgot about my buddy, Flying Brian. He got a 2000 Camaro, small block. It's on, like, drag radio. Full interior, small block, one carburetor, no nitrous.
Ooh, I got something else that I got a Corvette I'm bringing too.
Don't take that Corvette.
Interior, everything, driving on the street, everything.
He can drive us on the street too. Don't take that pressure off your son. I'd like to get that one locked there. I mean, get him to check him out.
Look, he tried to attack the deck and try to kill my kid. He gonna pick up my kid. But you know what we said, though? You remember what I told you about it? They said, like, well, the pizza gangster, he on here right now. I'm going to tell you exactly what he told me. He said, just like this, if you give him the break of the tires and you run the Juicy Hero motor,
right now,
he going to clip your wings.
I'm going to put that computer.
I'm trying to tell you that's exactly what he told me.
If I give him the what now, what he want?
You give him the brake to the quarter, he gonna run on motor. Eventually head on motor, load that 1/4 valve, you give him the brake, he gonna run on motor, you can run on juice, and he gonna clip your wings if y'all run to the quarter.
I'm gonna have Thanksgiving dinner.
You know what? Hey, make sure he come and see me. I take a look at the car, I give him 1 minute, and I give him an answer. It's a conventional head.
1/4 valve, too?
Hey, is it a conventional head?
Yes, sir.
Conventional head.
Yeah, okay. Let me take a peek at it, and I take 1 minute, and I give him a hand.
Listen, if it ain't a conventional head, like I told you, you won the money. You know how it goes.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that. I just need to look at it, that's all. Just take a glance at it, and I'll see why not.
You should look at it anyhow, because you know what happens, right?
Huh?
You know what happens. You know, we getting old now. You don't get to see something. Once you blink your eyes, don't.
But I don't have a problem with that. You know, I don't have a problem with it. As long as don't try to, you know, outbid a lot of money. You know, I'm here to run. You know, we run for something small, you know, and I ain't got no problem with it. That's fine. Because I like running somebody that I don't know nothing about. But I still like to take a look at the car. You know what I mean? I ain't saying it's going to change my mind if I see something different. You know, it's just that I like to take a little glance at it. That's all.
Is it a traffic car? Well, you see it. You might not want to run after that. After we bath secure that horse out there.
Hey, Bug. Hey, Bug.
Yo.
Hey, I think Pete was trying to get on here. Do you see 7610433? He was trying to holler at some people for tomorrow. He might want to race some racing tomorrow, I think.
What's the number?
7610433.
Yeah, his, let's see. I think his mic's been open. and then he got disconnected, but I don't see him on here right now. Cause I saw that on here earlier, and I thought it was. Oh, here he go right here. Let's see. I'm gonna cut him on and see if he gonna go. He's open.
Pete,
Daniel P. Hall is on. Daniel P. Hall, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Hello.
What's going on? You on?
Ain't never had me.
Boy, let me tell you what's going on. I don't know what's going on with Long Island Joe, but he is on here talking cash shit.
Look, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'll bring my boys with me and we gonna back up that cash shit. Hey, I'm gonna ready to jump out the window. I'm gonna tell you something. This is crazy. I shouldn't be doing it. I think we gonna end up doing something crazy. I'm going to walk around my hell with no shirt on. I know that man got them big ties on it and everything. But we give a little extreme in the break of the ties, we going out there. I'm telling you right now, we probably going to go out there.
So you're saying the hell no probably going to get action with one of your all motor cars.
No. I'm talking about extreme little truck. We thinking about taking a break from that and going out there. We might do something stupid.
Against who, Joe?
Huh?
Against hell no.
The doctor, whatever that thing is they call.
And you, what you want the break in the
yeah,
world?
What the hell, yeah?
Yeah, you know its name.
I forgot. I forgot. I'm just saying hell no. I'm thinking about my shirt.
Now, what you want from hell yeah?
I'm thinking about, I ain't talked to him yet, but I'm going to call him right back in a few minutes. And if he turn around and say anything, tell me, look, they feeling good, we might have to try to hell no with the break of the tie.
You just asking for the break?
Just the break to the eight. That's all I'm thinking about doing it.
Okay, if you think about it,
I'll
call
for
hell yeah and ask him and try to convince him to see what he thinks.
He might say hell no.
Then he finds I tell you like this, Joe. If he get past running bears, and I think he got one more person he's talking about running Frankie, he get past them two, gotta be like 5-0 on top of hell. I'm quite sure he'll get that out.
Oh, Lord. He racing now?
Yeah. Listen, didn't I tell you was going to say, oh, no, hell no?
I'm going to tell you right now. He going to say hell no against running back.
Nah, they fine.
I know, but I'm saying, but after the race is over, he going to say hell no.
I don't know. Running back gonna be might be a cubby bag.
I'm going with running back. I'm thinking side bet.
It's
I'm going running back.
Somebody call me?
Yeah, I called you. You are ready for the ass cut you're going
to
get?
Oh, shoot.
Can I get the ass cut tomorrow?
I'll make you read the set. I'll be in front of the show in front of everybody.
Hey, even on Friday is in front of everybody. You coming to my hometown.
Yeah, I heard you say earlier that you've been unbeatable on the hills, bro. I guess I'm coming to break that record, I guess.
I just noticed it myself. I didn't realize it. I'm undefeated on the hill. And, Charlie Wolfman got a contract up there. Like they do in Vegas. He on a tour up there. I think he got one more night. Thursday night, then he leaving.
Well, I'm coming to get me something.
You already got it. You just don't know. You ain't woke up yet.
Yeah, I'm planning on testing on you and Lewis and the horsemen. I'm gonna test on y'all.
Oh
God! Then I'm going to get
Lewis.
Yeah, I'm gonna test on Lewis.
Oh, you gonna jump on Lewis?
Yeah. Hey, look, if we take the right leg, I'm gonna take the left one. We're breaking down.
I'm gonna break his left leg. You gonna break his right leg, huh? We're gonna make sure we kill him.
Put him on the ass.
You ever see a horse
hey, y'all know when y'all fuck with a wild horse, you know, try to tame a wild horse, you get kicked in the ass. You know
hey,
that,
look.
Don't you?
You ever see a horse
hey, look, I'm trying to figure out how they're going to look with a horse in the field on his ass and a bird with one wing broke. He falls on his face. They're going to look in the same field.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what time is the gate open up tomorrow so I can get my parking spot?
4:30. Yeah. Hey, do not park on facing. You need to park facing away from the track. Park facing the track on the tower side if you're going to the tower side. Because Joe's going to take the whole, Joe taking against the fence. Facing away from the track on the tower side. You know where y'all parked it last time, Kenny?
Yeah.
Don't park it, park facing the track.
Don't park. We last time I went up at Styles and we tested up there, we parked over there by that garage over there.
No.
I don't want to park in the gravel.
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm thinking the last time when Gene ran Rick. Y'all was facing...
Park on that side, right against the fence. Right up against the fence.
Yeah. Nah, I need you to park facing the track.
Oh, you want me to park facing the track?
Yes, because Joe's taking that spot, taking up the guys from out of town that's coming down with Joe and all the out of town, the guys from way out, going to take that whole side right there. Where Gene parked there when he ran Rick. Right.
Me and Lewis
going
to be there early tomorrow, so we're going to be there early, and we're going to save a spot for Gene, too. If Gene comes, I'm pretty sure Gene's coming tomorrow. We're all going to be there when the track opens up.
Okay, well, ain't no problem. You know, just,
we're not leaving until we bring a pocket full of money home, so.
Hey, look, you might as well get with Monster now and get you some Capital Raceway shirts because y'all going to be put to work.
Who's that? That's the horseman talking about that?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Then. I told you. I know you're gonna try to save five spots, but you ain't got to worry about it. It's gonna be only four then. It's gonna be opened up. You're gonna leave one horse at home. You're gonna go back home.
Hey, Joe. Just like anything, we will see. We will see.
And look, hey Joe, we're gonna put some straw. Hey Joe, we're gonna put some straw over there too, so they can graze while they're there.
I was lucky I ain't got my Mustang finished yet, cause I was gonna go on his ass on his Mustang too. Is your Mustang gonna be that style?
Yes, sir. It's planning on being there.
Man, I was hoping to get some of your money for that Mustang. Damn.
Yeah. That's what they say. Your Mustang knew it didn't want to be ready.
Your Mustang ain't
you
mine.
Hey,
Pete, you still on his feet?
Nah, I sent him away. He going to dig his clock.
Daniel,
he going to
hold
his clock. Yeah, he left.
Damn, Daniel Pete Hall is gone.
Yeah, he going to figure out where he want to be buried at, up on that hill.
Now, there you go. Hey, Pete.
Huh?
Hey, your boy Weeby on here tonight, too.
Nine, that's what Weeby. Weeby been up
dirty
on the
diaper.
We get that all the
dirty
check
diaper,
here.
Pete. We call it dirty diaper.
He did not pull it. That thing pull it, they ran him the track. He did not pull it no more.
Dirty diaper. Yeah, so, what time
hey,
Lewis come
hey,
up?
Hey, Joe,
up
y'all got that small block Mustang. What y'all doing on November the 9th? They got a race at the Outer Banks, a small tire race at the Outer Banks on November the 9th.
Yep, Brudge Tober. Long Island Joe must be, he doing P90X right there. Y'all got to get one more.
What happened there?
He had a dream about what one of them horses was going to do to him. That's what happened to him. Knocked him out for a couple of minutes. He's back now.
I guarantee you, after my man, the Pizza Gang, to get hold to the first time, you know how the Kenny Beachman is going to be? Now they put that little muzzle around the horse's mouth when they're eating. That's how they going to be all the rest
Lewis
of the day.
Lewis already said something about this pizza man. That he come in there with a paper-like chassis or something. He already said he going to pay the punk out.
What?
He already said the pizza man come in there, and he's in an old paper-like chassis or something, some old light-ass car. He said, y'all got my do some steps and pay the punk out, redo the race or something. Lewis said y'all might try to pull a fast on him or something.
listen, we told him what we were coming with. He agreed. I didn't tell him. He told
him
the man told him what he had.
I'm just saying. Now, you said...
Don't tell
said,
me. Don't
you heard,
well, you know
heard
what?
A little rumor like it might be like feather light, like a cloud or something.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. You know how people only got to talk.
Well, like you said, we will see it on Saturday, and that'll be Lewis's call. But he said he did some research on the pizza, man.
Well.
He said like he was going on a magic carpet ride. He light as that.
You know what it is? I guess somebody must have told him, say, listen, we want you to live a little longer. Don't go out there. You're going to get killed. You want a horse.
He might even do something dumb and try it anyway. Shit, knowing Lewis, he'll try anything.
Okay. We're trying to make it nice and easy on them.
They got a race at the Outer Banks on November the 9th, and I'll definitely have my Mustang ready by then because I'll be able to make a little test hit on it before the 9th, because I should get it back next week. And then I can make a test hit next weekend and be ready for the 9th. I know if y'all want to come down there. They got a small tire race down there. This Brock's putting on down is a rain date for the Outer Banks.
What is it, 28th or 29th? Either one?
I don't know, Dwayne. I thought it said 28th and 275, I think. Two different classes.
Yeah, 28th and 275.
They ain't putting no times on the board, is it?
No times.
There's like three different races that day, you know?
Oh, that's the race from last week, right?
The race from last week. Yeah, that's right, Dwayne.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Because
I think the Fayetteville's race is on the 9th. I want to say the Philly boys is on the 9th.
Well, where are you going, Joe? You going to Fayetteville?
I think I'm going to go to the Philly boys. The Philly boys got their race at 6.
Yeah, because I wish the Philly boys had that race the first time, what they were saying, because I was going to that Philly boys race. But I also had already told them guys I was doing that final, going up to that final thing on the 9th in Fayetteville. That was the only problem. I'm trying to split everybody up, trying to make everybody happy. Go here, you go here. I mean, I hated the way everybody made a makeup date on the same day as the other one. That's the only bad part. Somehow we got to do a little bit better next year so everybody don't have their dates on top of each other.
That rain messes up. Every time we had a rain date, we had to put it on with somebody else's race, and it makes both races mess up.
Yeah, that's the only bad part. Cause I've been to Outer Banks, and I ain't gonna lie to you, I like the track. It's a good track too, nice and flat. I was there one day, and the man turned around. The track was working real good. He said, "We're gonna take a 45-minute break." I said, "45 minutes? What the heck they doing?" He said, "We gotta prep the track." I said, "Prep the track." Came out with the two tractors out there, did his thing. When he came back, he said, "Oh, we're going to see some breakage now." He wasn't lying either. People were breaking rears, trannies, everything. Track definitely a good track.
Yeah, I might have to take a ride down there.
That track works.
It's a nice track. Only thing wrong with that track this time of the year when that dew come in. Good gracious. So if you got to get, you got to get everything in the morning. Or the afternoon, the evening, boy, that's you're in trouble. That's when it feels
moisture to come down. Hey, Joe. Joe Minicazzi just hit me up and said there's a change. His race is November the 16th at Cecil County.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
Yeah, hey, Kenny Beecham, you might want to go to that. He's doing a 28 versus 275, $1,500 to win.
Okay, at Cecil. Okay.
At Cecil County. And then they're doing.
We can do that. I want to put some passes on his Mustang for the rest of the year. Try to finish it out.
Yeah. He's doing all day.
Petey
Small Block and them are coming down, and they're going to do all day grudge plus 28 versus 275.
When is the bug?
November 16th at Cecil.
Oh, okay. Hey, Kenny, where'd you get that front bumper at, bro?
Shonick, Dan Shonick, Shonick Composites on the internet.
How long it took him to get it to you?
That shit. I don't want nothing like that.
You don't want 3 weeks like that.
Man, I told you I'm gonna get a slut stream makeover this week, man. I'm gonna bring the slut out with bullet wounds and cigarette burns for one more week.
Dwayne is scared the hell out of everybody today by posting a picture of a motor on the damn Facebook today. Scared the fuck out of everybody.
Yeah, I was just joking, man. Look, you know the only reason I did that, Kenny? Because everybody want to, don't nobody want to give a motor car nothing. You know what I mean? They make up shit saying that I'm on gas, and when I try to bet them that, you know, I let them see the motor. I don't care nothing about that shit. You know, it's racing. One thing about it, when you get to the track, all you got is all you got.
Right.
Wayne, that motor look awful familiar though. It looks
yeah, that man. Hey Kenny, I ain't want to say nothing, but that man, took that picture last night, right? That man said he coming for you, sir.
Look, all you gotta do is get his ass and on the phone, because I done heard them rumors two or three times. I got a buddy of mine sitting in there, called him today. He said, I want a piece of Kenny's ass. All he got to do is put up a deposit and lock in, and let's go to the starting line. I
that
like
man,
no, I'm going
to I ain't go down there tonight because I had to go to Maryland this evening. But I'm going to tell you, the man been working hard. I've been down there at 10, 11 o'clock putting the cage and booting the car tonight. I mean, all this week.
Right.
And, I mean, he been busting his ass getting ready for you. You know, I'm neutral. I'm neutral on the situation. I don't care, then, you know, whoever, as long as y'all make it through the end safe, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Well, see, he told my buddy that he want to go to 1320, and, you know, we don't run the, anybody in grudge racing, you know, that does a lot of it, don't run the 1320. It's hard on the damn motors and shit, so I'm set up for the 8th mile. He got a head up race, 8th mile, whatever he want to do.
Well, he said he don't even care which one. I'm speaking for what came in my ears. I don't do no. I heard this. I heard that. I'm telling you what came out of his mouth. Went right
I know
in my
you're
ear.
Telling the truth, Dwayne, because I've heard it from four different people.
Yeah, he said that he said he'll take
that?
It either way.
Who's that? That's wrong.
Hey, look, Dwayne, you tell him when he gets the Capitol on Saturday, if he makes it to the burner box, let's test on me.
At Wine Garden, I'm going to get that park time.
Oh, okay. I'll tell him tomorrow because I got to go down there and get put my tiles and stuff on for Saturday tomorrow, but I'll definitely tell him.
Hey, look.
Yeah, tell him to come on in there, and he can even call me. And we lock this race in for Saturday. I'd like to have a race for Saturday.
I put that picture on there just to see how them Nitrous boys are going to back up. And it happened just like I said it was going to happen. But, I mean, I'm still on motor.
I put that thing in there. I said, damn, that thing looks for me. I said, Dwayne must be doing a little secret shit here.
Hell no. Hey, look, the slut, bro, you know me. I ain't about that work. I ain't about all that work shit. The slut make me happy how she doing. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get more. I don't want to have to go up there and just run motor cars. You know what I mean? I want to run Nitrous cars and all.
I got that 25. That's the only
hey, who is this? We got to get this. I think some background noise. We got 301-752-6322. Who is that?
No more, no less.
301-752-6322.
Who
is that? I'll get with
right.
All right, well, you're about to be shut down.
DeAndre.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, any background noise?
No.
Nah, you got him.
All right, there we go. Now we can get back to this. I think Long Island Joe done had a couple drinks tonight, because I'm going to tell you right now, he's been horse bashing, hell no bashing. I don't know what's going on now.
Yeah. Decent man delivering.
I guess I'm going to get into that myself already.
A peanut butter sandwich given.
Yeah, boy. Y'all can't wait to see George try to eat that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because them boys going to put that peanut butter extra thick and no jelly, just a little dab of jelly. And no milk.
I'm going to do it, shut him up for a few minutes.
Hey, Dwayne, make sure you deliver that message for me tomorrow now.
Yeah, I'll do it, because like I said, I got to go there tomorrow and put tiles on my wheel and stuff, so... Yeah, I'll do that definitely because, I mean, he been trying to get me to get in contact with you on Facebook, but, I mean, like I told him, I'd be on Facebook just for this, you know what I mean? But I don't be on there like that.
No, that's all I use Facebook for. Look at the Grudge site. That's all I use the shit for anyway.
Yeah, and I noticed how quiet everybody got towards the end of the week. You know, last week was a lot of action. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this week, everybody, you can hear a mouse piss on cotton, man.
Look, look.
Quiet on
when Saturday gets there and the cars get unloaded, you're going to hear a whole lot. There's going to be a whole lot of quietness going on.
Oh, I know. Boy, I already know. Look here. I told you the slut ain't just a local joker. She go all around and it be the same shit.
That's why I was so disappointed that I couldn't bring my Mustang up back because I know I get a whole lot of action with that.
You might. Then again, if you got headers coming up the side, anything like that, they get scared for that. They swear you got a 700 cubic inch motor on five system.
Well, I'm coming with a little baby. I'm coming with a little baby small block now. Them pipes gonna be up the side now. That's just for safety. Just
hey, look, I had a man tell me that he could bet, he'll bet me that I had gas on my car, but yet wouldn't bet me.
Who wouldn't bet me? Who was?
That was Big Head Kenny and Sean Murphy.
Oh, Lord. That's a rumor starter.
Yeah.
That's a new name.
Bet me. You know what the evidence was? That my car pulled the wheels at 100 foot.
Wow.
At 100 foot out. I mean, I'll lay odds on it. And look, they talk right. They know they're talking to the right one. I love proving points. They talk right. I'll bring the slut up there this weekend with no gas on it. Same way it's been all year. But, I mean, I'm trying to, like I said, with Cubby and all them boys good guys, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to run with some of them, too. I ain't just trying to do motor racing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll run a nicest car if they make it right.
You're gonna go to
Nitrous.
Well,
I don't know yet. I mean, to be honest with you, Joe, if I don't finish it tomorrow, then I'm not gonna worry about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of them situations where, you know, I'm not gonna change my setup. Like what I try to make them guys understand, all they come with is you got a big block with two carburetors. You know what I mean? And it's guessing. But what they don't understand, when you come on motor, I'm doing all I can do. When I got a power adder, I can add a little bit to it if I want. If they got power adders, they can
add
a little bit.
To the motherfucker, stop running your big-ass mouth. Put gas on the bitch and get to the track, sir, and give me the kick and fuck you.
And who is that?
And it's for you, Joe, talking about that rumor shit. You just the biggest fucking rumor I ever heard with your lying ass about that bullshit with the Black Mamba. Now, how
who
you
the
like
fuck
that?
Is this?
That's who that is.
Because you got your motherfucking transmission stuck in reverse.
All you better do is come to the track and take the
ball. I'll tell you what I do.
You ain't gonna tell me shit.
I'm gonna tell you what I do.
Like you said, take some balls off and get your ass to the line.
I ain't never tell you I would take
no
balls off. Number one, so my transmission don't go in reverse. My transmission don't go in reverse. You ain't got kick over now
and
be all beat.
Hell with you.
Well, I mean, I, you know that.
Fuck you. I don't
it's
care
a slut.
If you put three systems on it.
It's a slut. I'll cut your head. I'll stay on motor
it's
and I'll run
slut.
You dead up with that big small block. And I'll
take
gap your ass.
And kick. Well, you got your chance, sir.
Did
and
you
I
know
don't
what I'm saying?
I don't need no fucking help desk looking for you. Like
you know what I look like. I told you I'm gonna be there in an all camouflage suit because it's hunting season for check down.
Take the balls off.
Did you hear what I say?
Yeah,
it's hunting season for check down.
The fucking thing you said. You're just a bullshitter.
Well, I'm gonna show you what
a bullshitter
is. I tell you what I do. You call my bluff and we can lock it in now. Not later.
Hey.
Not we ain't gotta wait to Thursday. I'll stay on motor like
man.
I was when I cut one of your heads
that's
off.
What you choose to do.
And I'll tell you
what
I do.
You, ain't
you want me to take
the miles
off Kenny? You want me to take the miles off Kenny?
Stop talking like you's a fucking man. You's a fucking nobody.
Well, run me hands up then, big head.
You're a fucking nobody.
Run me hands up. If I'm a nobody, why are you asking for something?
I can't run your head up.
Well, you need to step back
and
retract
up.
Everything you just said because,
well,
see, I'll come there on
the
motor and I'll cut your motherfucking head slam off. You know what I'm saying?
We'll run your head up.
You got a car that I got a car that'll run him heads up. And it's in my camp.
Your car. We're talking about your car.
Well, I'm talking about your car.
kick me and take the balls off.
I'm talking about your car. Why are you going to ask for something from an all-horsepower car?
Kick me
you,
and take
you,
the
you
balls
must
off.
You're messing around and piss me the fuck off, and I'll give you what
well,
the fuck you ask. You know what? You got it. You got it, big head. You got it, big head. And look, matter of fact, I'm going to do Popeye first, and you got it next.
No.
I'm going to do Popeye first, and you got it next. No, don't fucking back up now. Because everybody on the phone and know me know that I'm going to put it on your motherfucking ass.
I ain't never said I was backing down from you. Stop.
Well, you did back down from me because you said you were going to let me have the fuck up. You told me, you sit over at my trailer at Buzz Creek, and you told me you were going to cut my head off back.
Head up? What the fuck I look like? I'm not running.
Well, you should, hey, look, you should have watched your mouth that day because you were speaking dumb.
Let's see what you do. You put a set of drag racers on that bitch, and I'll
I ain't gonna put a goddamn we drag racer. Hey, look, we grudge racer. I ain't running 275. I don't run 275. We grudge racer.
Well,
bring that motherfucking pretty ass car you got, so I can stamp it, so I can get that motherfucker the biggest case of claps it ever had.
Yeah, right.
Bring that goddamn burner car up there, and I'm gonna show you. You sitting back on the phone listening? What you reading the mail? You a CB operator now?
I'll tell you what you do. Since your mouth so bad. You bring that motherfucker there tomorrow night.
Nah,
and
you gonna get it in front of a crowd.
You trying to
back down out that embarrassment. I'm gonna do you in front of a goddamn crowd. I'm gonna do you in front of your peers. I ain't gonna do you in front of no Friday night cold as it be tomorrow.
Talking a bunch of foolishness.
I'm gonna show you like I told you before. You hit brakes on me and back the fuck up. Now this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about, JB. This is the kind of talk I'm looking for, cause you know I'm nasty like that.
Why did I have to run you here?
Huh? Because you said it out your mouth. You a man, ain't you?
Why should I run
you here? You said it out your mouth.
I'm not running you here.
Didn't you say it out your mouth though?
Nope.
Didn't you tell me at the track you were gonna run me here? You and that big dude, that big tall dude that were with you.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I know you gotta have knees. Now I'm gonna give your ass that knees surgery.
You take the balls off and give me the break.
Hey, take the bottles off. Hey,
take the ball. I didn't say no bottles. I don't give a fuck if you spray fire system.
What make you think I need a motherfucking set of balls? I ain't need them when I cut cop head off and let a ball dead motherfucker on the other end. I'll do the same thing to you.
Cut mine off.
Huh?
One thing for sure ain't gonna be but one winner and one loser.
That's all it is. And the thing about it being the main that can take it, because I don't mind it ill. But I'm going to tell you
I don't take
the motherfuckers too kindly because I don't lose.
I don't lose, bro.
That's why it's hunting season. I'm bad as a bitch with a bow and I'm bad as a bitch with a rifle. When I put you between them crosshairs, Kenny, I'm going to tell you right there, I'm going to cut your goddamn head slam off. You hear what I'm saying? It's going to be a little Benny action. You know what little Benny is? You from Maryland, ain't you?
No, I ain't from Maryland.
Well, I'm gonna do you in Maryland. That's where they gonna bury you at, in Maryland. Well, I'm gonna make you retire that goddamn breaking the car just cause your mouth.
I doubt that.
I tell you what you do. Like I told you before, I'll leave the nitrous off that motherfucker. I don't want to put it on it, but I can do it. I'll leave the nitrous off that motherfucker, and I'll show you what your two or three guns can do. Nothing.
Who cares? Could you leave it off?
I know you don't care. You hope I do leave it off.
You run the way you want to run.
You hope I do leave it off, but I'm gonna put it on there just for you. Y'all boy put that loud said that I was on gas.
Y'all boys.
But I'm
no,
that
boy.
What your mouth said. You and your boy
you
said
like
the same thing.
Give me race.
Hey, look, ain't no good. Give me race.
Fucking balls off, and I'm gonna show you what kind of race you're gonna get.
Man, when you sit side me, that's a give me race for me.
Well, only one way to find out.
That's a give me race for me when you sit side me.
Well, a set of lips to say anything.
My lips say it and prove it.
Well,
wait, what you told me up Buzz Creek? Men do what they want and boys do what they can. Well, I've been amazed since I came out the pussy. So, I mean, you know.
Well, why are you trying to run all small blocks then? If you a man,
you jumped on me, I ain't jump on you, man. I don't know. When I came to Maryland to run Cophead, I didn't give a fuck if y'all had 900 cubic inch motors in them motherfuckers. I don't know y'all from a can of paint.
And don't nobody know you from a can of paint.
I grudge race. That's what I do. And that's what I do. I grudge race. So I come to race you, Copperhead, anybody else to make it right. And I tell you what, Big Mo, since you're talking so much, I tell you what, Big Mo, since you're talking so much, tell your boy Sean Murphy to motherfucker kick that car, that goddamn motor car, and I'll shoot him with that guy.
He got a big block like you got.
He got a big block on nitrous. I don't look nothing like him.
You got a big block on nitrous.
Okay, well, you see what I'm saying, Kenny? Kenny, you see what I'm saying?
Use it.
Hey, Kenny B, you see what I'm saying? I got a big block on nitrous. I ain't got no gas on my car. And you'll fuck around and make me leave it off there just to prove a point.
Well, put it on there.
I'll leave it off there and tell your boy with that big, bad-ass big block he got on 2-3 system that he kicked me. That's all I want. I don't want nothing else, man. I don't want no clear, none of that shit. Just kick me.
Well, you're not getting it.
I know I ain't going to get it because y'all boy looking for an easy win. But I'm tell you what.
That ain't no easy win.
I'll tell you what we going to do. I got a main that's coming. And like I said, he and my clique, I just turned wrenches on his car, so I mean, that's how tight we is. We going to run Sean Murphy heads the fuck up.
Well,
heads up.
It,
and I don't know shit about no. See, y'all said that if I, you ain't going to run, get nobody nothing that look like you, but you failing to realize I don't look like you.
You're right, you don't look like me.
I don't look like you.
What you mean? What are you talking about? Kill somebody or something? How is that man going to kill?
Because he on gas else. And I'm on motor. That's
right.
How.
Hey, well, okay, I'll tell you what
I
you
ain't
do
never
then.
Seen this car in person.
Tell you what you do then. This is what I do. All right? I got a man that'll run you on the motor Saturday too.
Say it again?
I got a man that'll run you on the motor Saturday too.
Do he look like me?
Yeah, he look like you.
If he look like
he'll
me, then we got
Quinn.
Action.
Yeah.
I ain't even got to see the
he
fucking
look
car.
Like you.
I ain't got to see
he
the car.
Like Quinn.
Oh, we look like Quinn?
Yeah.
As long as he on the motor, I ain't got to see the car.
Car just like yours.
Okay, long as he's on the motor, I ain't got to see the car. I ain't talking about no blower, because ain't nobody running that shit no good racer. I ain't talking about none of that.
Ain't
nobody
running
no goddamn blower car. Everybody
I'm
got somebody
no
they
blower.
Can put somebody on. But I'm talking about my shit.
No
I'm talking about me and that pretty-ass burning the car you got, and me and that pretty-ass silver Mustang that Sean Murphy got. He give me the kick. He can spray all the fuck he want.
He's not, what
the fuck? Tell him he can take the pills out that motherfucker
you
and spray everything he can spray.
You got a sitting like him, and you want to kick.
Kenny, let me ask Kenny Beecher.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. If a man got gas, you don't know how many systems the motherfucker got on his car. And I'm sitting there telling you, well, show you the motor that I ain't got a solenoid on my car, period. How the fuck do I sit like him? Both of us
don't.
On fucking small tire. Both of us stock suspension. Do I sit like
you
him?
No.
Your man got geese on.
You that talk that shit. Ain't nobody giving you shit.
Well, that's the case, Kenny. Ain't nobody giving you shit. Ain't nobody giving you shit. I'm a, like I said, I'm gonna get you so goddamn riled up Saturday. I'm gonna make
you.
I'm gonna make you run me heads the fuck up.
I bet you don't.
I know it ain't, because you already going to have your hand break up when you come to the track. You going to have your hand break up like you had it up. You the only man they pour handbrakes in the 70s.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck when he bought them in the 60s. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, I say they pull them in the 70s. You the only man I know pull a handbrake and throw it up in reverse.
They pull them, push them, whatever. You know that.
They can pull them, push them, whatever they do. But like I said before, since he don't give me nothing. You know what, though? Like I said before, I love to accommodate people, and that's my problem.
Hey, hurry up.
That ain't your problem.
Come on,
what's my problem? What's my problem?
You like to talk shit?
I love what?
You like to talk shit?
I'll run. I'll run. That's the difference.
Well, guess what? You give me the race you're supposed to, and you got a race.
Who is that saying I like to talk shit? Was that coming?
Right, you have to
too. Who is that saying I like to talk shit? I don't talk no more shit in this game than anybody else talk. But one thing about me, I'll get in the lanes anytime.
Dwayne's gonna get in the lanes anytime. He's coming. If he don't got no right in the car, Kenny should run him head up.
Huh?
So what?
So you give him shit.
Kenny should do what?
The first time you didn't talk.
You heard what the man said. The man said, I ain't got no nitrous on the car. Kenny should run them heads up.
Who said that?
I don't know who it was, but I agree with him
100%. Well, ask who the fuck said it. Let a motherfucker call his name.
Kenny, don't get mad because motherfuckers know the truth.
I'm mad.
The truth is, like, you, we don't like know what size motor you got in your goddamn car. Y'all come with that small block shit. Small blocks run too.
Man, I don't want that shit.
You on gas, right. You fail to realize I'm doing all I can do. You can always turn your jet up.
Well,
dare you? I'll lay the odds on your ass. You run me heads up. I'll run you. I'll pay 1,000 to your 500. Run me heads up. I'm gonna add a motherfucking W to your record. You already got a couple this year. You already got a couple this year. I'm gonna add another one to it.
It don't make no difference.
So it won't be lonely.
I think they might have said that.
Don't make no difference.
It do make a difference, Kenny. I mean, we ain't arguing for real. I mean, but for real talk, you got to understand. When you got a man, me and your race is more doable than me running Sean Murphy heads up. Me and your race is more doable. But me running Sean Murphy heads up and I'm on motor and he on gas, don't nobody know how many kids he got. Don't nobody know how big a motor he got in this car. I don't care. All I'm saying is if he kicked me, he got a
kid. They wanted to run Sean Murphy.
Say what?
Cuz. He said he not doing it.
Bad long day.
Well, like I told him before, I have a man there. He got his shit on the trailer right now. He'll be there Saturday, and we'll run him heads up. He do what he do. There ain't no complaining.
They said they'll run Sean Murphy head up, but they'll let him do what he do.
We got a man that'll be there Saturday with a deuce way heavier car to him. They'll run him heads if I got.
What kind of car is it? What kind of
it's
car?
It's a 67 deuce, 66 deuce.
Is it what, back half or what?
I mean, it's got a tire on it, yeah.
Is it a back half car or what?
I mean, it's a back half car,
I mean,
yeah, it's back half. It's back half. It's back half.
They said it's a back half car that runs down heads.
Back half shit, a back half short deck motor, conventional head.
Back half short deck, conventional head.
Back half short deck, conventional head. Stop block.
Who was that talking now? Who was that?
They're right on, gave the fuck up.
Who was this talking?
Copperhead.
Oh, that's
Copperhead.
Jace.
What's up, Jace?
They ain't no fucking
Copperhead. Who's
that just talking?
Dwayne.
Looking for
Dwayne. I heard all that shit
talking
earlier.
Somebody said looking for Dwayne. I'm trying to figure
Dwayne,
out. I
should have been
on
the TV. Dad, all the
I got one thing to say about all that shit talking.
What you got to say?
Who is that?
Oh, what? This motherfucking hell yeah.
Who
money you
do?
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
hell yeah,
you're
on the phone.
I'm goddamn right. I heard enough of that shit talking earlier.
Put your motor back and then head up to the Avon Mall, right off the trailer.
I got one thing to say by Saturday.
Who talking? I don't know who's saying what.
That's hell yeah. Yeah, I got one thing to say.
Well,
about
I can hear
Saturday.
You. I hear you, hell yeah. But I'm saying, who are the other people saying somebody put the motor back in or something?
I'm
gonna leave.
That's what you got to say, hell yeah. I said, oh, he's bet on black.
All
right. Don't forget that Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
You, what's going on?
Hey, this is Lewis.
Hey, what's going on, Lewis?
Hey, look here, man. Me and Kenny, we was riding. Remember I told you we was coming back from Indiana, y'all was headed to Indiana?
Yeah.
And we seen you on one side of the truck stop, we on the other side of the truck stop. I told Kenny.
I remember you told me, you said you saw me. Y'all should have came right onto the track. We were right around the corner.
You know, I told Kenny, I said, man, we should go over there and see if Long Island Joe's all right. But goddamn, I didn't know, man, that you was going to pick the sixth and baddest motherfucker out there on me.
No, ain't the baddest man on there. You go look at the car. That ain't the best. First of all, look, I stay back. Y'all talk. Y'all say he say you gonna run. You gonna run. Y'all say you said you gonna try something on the trailer. The man ain't been out there. Everybody know he ain't been
hell
out there.
Hell yeah.
So he going out on y'all track. He gonna try you. And the God honest truth, I'm gonna tell you just how it is. Like everybody said that poor St. Donald's gonna get me. And whether or not he can gap me or not, I got to find out. And I'm going to tell you right now, Martha betting on it that I'm going to back out. I'm not backing out.
Hey,
I'm doing
Joe.
It.
Man, buddy of mine from up New Jersey called and told me, he said, the pizza gang is
beat the game to wreck that 68. Put an old carbon fiber body. 69.
I ain't never seen Pizza Gangster car. I know what he used to have because he wrecked his car.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't talk for Stefano. All I know is he said he wanted to come out and race. So, all I know is what he told me what he got. And that's how he go out there. If he ain't got what he got, you win the money, like he said. Like he turned around, if he come without a conventional head car, guess what? You got the money.
Yeah,
that's
but
how,
never,
that's how it works.
We never said anything about an old carbon fiber body. And they said, man, he got them big ass, it's all whatever them conventional heads on that thing.
Well, you know what? Why don't you get Stefano back on the phone? Because I'm going to tell
whatever that man told you,
if he don't have it, you win the money. That's how racing goes. That's the reason why you make a stiff on the deposit.
Right.
So if he come with anything that he said that ain't true, that means you get the money. You ain't got to worry about racing. You got the money,
right.
Like I said. Whatever the deposit is, that's your deposit. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to get, let me get him back on the phone right. Matter of fact, I'm sorry, JB, you got
I'm on here. I'm on here, Joe.
Tell me something.
You told him, what you told him? You said you got a chassis car, low deck, conventional head, right? 1.4 barrel.
Yes, sir. And there ain't
now,
no carbon fiber.
There's not one
carbon fiber body panel on that car. So I don't know where you're getting your information.
See, that's the problem with everybody else. Always got, just like how they just talked around and said, the slut got juice on the car, and the man ain't even got
right.
a fuel nut on the car. That's
what
the
fuck
you got.
The only
condition
on the body more
than
the carbon fiber is my plug for my scoop. That's about it.
Now, you
I
just heard what he just said now, right? You heard what he just said, Lou.
I can't. Yeah, you got a 69, though, right? I did 68.
I got a 69.
Oh, okay.
Now, see how people get a different story with somebody else? I'm glad you cleared that
I'll even tell you what, Les. I'll gladly lend you the deposit if I have one carbon fiber body part.
Hey. Oh, no, I ain't worried about that. I'm just bullshitting with Joe.
All right,
I'm just letting you know,
my whole thing is, though, I want to tell you just how it is. I don't care who it is. If one of my guys say something, they know how I am. If my guy turn around and say something different, say that his kick car comes one way, and he gets up there and he gets to the race, and he turn around and came a different way, I pay the deposit.
Right.
Yeah. I don't play that. Whatever you say, that's how it's got to be. You got to be a stranger. Sometimes you got to take the lumps. Hey, you turn around, you said the wrong thing. I know one day I came into the track. I remember a guy had supposed to be a conventional head, came with Big Chief. Guess what? We had to pay the money up. I thought you said you had the drink. So we gave the money up, walk away. Took it from there, took the L. That's how it's supposed to be. If the man turned around, beat the game, he ain't going to lie to you. Whatever he got, he got. He ain't got to lie about it. Like I said, he don't mind racing. That's all he want to do is just race.
Do he get anchovies on that pizza?
Yeah, yes, you'll get mushrooms and maybe a peanut butter and jelly on it, too. Look, he's trying to get a wicked bird some.
Hey, we got a new line open, 757-876-3610. Who is that?
No.
Yeah, who is that? 757-876-3610.
Hello?
Yeah, who is that?
Copperhead.
Oh, there we go. What's up, Copperhead?
What's going on?
What's going on? What you got to say?
All I want is a kick from hell, yeah.
Hell yeah, what's going on? Are you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. The copperhead is asking for the kick from you.
He wants a kick to the quarter. He wants a kick to the quarter.
To the eighth.
I'll let you know Saturday. I got a full card right now, so I don't know. We'll just have to see how it goes, but I'm hearing you.
Now, oh, well, you wanted to break the tires from Hell Yeah, and we got that motor car, and we wanted to break the tires from you.
No, I can't give you that. I give you the back tire.
No.
Well, as you got, you racing, though, I got some NOS if anybody needs some bottles filled.
Okay.
All right. Y'all just come see me.
Now, Hell Yeah, Hell Yeah, Copperhead, we got a Mustang. If it's done in time enough, we want to try your heads up. I'm going to let you know by tomorrow.
Okay, that'll work.
And we spray on spray. You spot suspension, right?
Right.
Got plenty of WFO shirts.
Do you want to go to the quarter?
To the quarter.
Small block?
Small block.
Is that a small block?
Small block.
Stock suspension Mustang?
Stock suspension on 28.
That'll work.
W or non-W?
Huh? Non-W, a 10-0 tire.
10-0, small block stock suspension, straight
yep.
Inline valve?
Inline valve.
We'll try you out with the mistress from Philly.
All right, well, I'm going to tell
red
you right tomorrow.
Red Mustang.
All right, so right after I get off the phone, I'm not sure yet until I talk to, he's supposed to be making sure he got the car, the panel on. If he got the panel on, because he had messed the quarter up, if he got it done, you got to run.
Okay.
I get in touch with Stefano.
What's the name of the car?
Crazy
Horse. JB, what's the name of the car?
Crazy Horse.
Say it again.
Crazy Horse.
Oh, Crazy Horse. From New York?
Yep.
Sammy?
That's my guy I'm talking for.
We're already locked in with Billy G, so I ain't worried about that kid.
Can't worry about it.
We're already locked in with Billy G and the Mustang with my godfather.
What about Richard? Richard coming up?
Say it again?
Richard. Richard from VA.
Richard Tillman?
Yeah.
You talking to Newby this time, Mustang, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's talking about the
I don't know. Is he coming, JB?
I've talked to Richard, and, you know, I had asked him, but he hasn't let me know if he's coming. So, I mean, I know Copperhead has said that he wanted to run him head up. So, hey, Dwayne, if you can get in touch with him or talk to him, let him know that Saturday, Copperhead wanted him head up.
I'll text him to see what Richard will be in the woods hunting, man, early in the morning. I know he's going to get a hunt in there early in the morning.
That was a good place for him.
Yeah. Because he made us come down there and down there with him. He ain't show up, boy. He came up with some excuse.
Right.
What about
Chad?
Oh, I don't know. I talked to Chad last week.
I mean, the other site been kind of dead, man. You know, I've been, you know, seeing who's going to come, but ain't nobody, you know. I mean, I don't know who's coming.
What we talking about? Okay. Chad?
No,
Dirty Harry. Got the black coupe.
What about Dwayne? What you giving up?
Huh?
What you giving up, Dwayne?
Who is this?
This Copperhead.
Yo, boy, I said I sprayed you last, the race that we ran. I tell you what I do. I odd the money. Since Big Head Kenny on the phone, talking about Joe, how the fuck do you know you ain't never seen it? You know, I odd the money.
Yeah, Joe, just like
I give you
Joe
the same goddamn
you.
Race. Matter of fact, I'll give you the
kick. I'll tell you what, you don't have to odd no money. All you gotta do is kick me today.
You got it.
I'll take it.
You got it. Whoa! And I ain't gonna argue with you because I like the way you race, bro.
Right off the trail.
I can't do you right off the trail because I got Popeye right off the trail.
Well, if Popeye don't run your trailer, I'll run you right off the trailer.
Me and him already locked in. He gonna do me. We gonna do it right off the trailer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll see you next round.
Dwayne, yeah, you got it. But I want to do Kenny. But Kenny don't want to make it right. He trying to say that. You know, he trying to step me. You know what I mean?
I ain't trying to step shit. I ain't trying to skip nothing.
Yeah, you
he
is trying to step.
What race you was gonna give me? So give it up.
Say it again.
Get him, Kenny. You told me what race you was going to give. Give it up.
Dwayne. Hey, you know what? Like I told you, Kenny, I already told you one time before. You fuck around and piss me off. You might get that. Because I'm coming to the race. And everybody know me.
No,
I will fucking get it on.
No,
Hey, Dwayne.
Corey, who the fuck said that? Don't nobody know me. Man, y'all get the fuck out of here.
I hope you get pissed off then.
I'm going to go that pissed off when I get there.
Hey, Dwayne.
Yo.
If Black Mama stay on one, I'll run him head up to the eighth.
Who the hell is Black Mama?
Oh, Joe, you hear that, Joe? Joe.
Long Island Joe, you on there?
You.
Hey, Joe, keep hollering about his size. I'm 23 degrees, stop suspension, I'll run him head up, one hit for one hit.
Who the cop ahead?
That Copperhead.
Who is this?
Yeah.
Copperhead.
One
the
hit,
one.
One hit, he wants the mama.
Who is this?
Copperhead wants the mama.
Wants
the trailer.
Like I told you, I got to wait to see what's going on with him. I don't know yet, so I'm going to know them late tonight.
Well, you make sure you let me know tomorrow morning.
Hey, Copperhead.
Well, he'll call me. Listen, I'm going to give you something, too, Copperhead, in case he don't. You give me one in the break today, and I'll run you with my Vega. And I'll do that off
Vega,
the trailer. And I ain't been down
to
check yet. And I'm running on motor. And I'm running on motor.
You got the back tire for rice. Who the eight?
The back tire is nothing with a juice car. You take that juice off, you got the back tire. How about that?
That's what I said about Sean Murphy. He took out my motherfucking ass, so he got the back tire in the break.
I bet you I change your name. It won't be Copperhead no more. It might be Head.
Hey, look, Joe, I already changed his name. You had changed again.
Take it, Copperhead. Take it, you go. Take it. I dare him take it.
I'll take that dumb race. That's a dumb race.
No,
you can change the converter. It don't take much to change the converter tonight.
That ain't no dumb race.
I don't need to change no converter. I need to change my whole power plant.
Well, you say your boy, Sean Murphy, I'm offering the same thing to him. He take that motherfucking jug off, I get him the motherfucking break.
Hey, he's got up a jug. He can't do that.
Yo, how's Copperhead sitting on? Is he on a spray or no?
Yeah, he's on spray.
Yeah, I'm on kill. I'm not on spray. I'm on kill.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we got that Mustang. Now, there you go. Now, what you got to sell? You
Yo.
Just said something. They got the Mustang waiting for you on you. Now, there you go. So, you Copperhead, let's lock in.
Copperhead.
Joe. Uh-oh. He quiet.
You said stock suspension small block?
What? He got a stock suspension small block. Copperhead is a stock suspension small block.
All I got to do is look at it. I don't want to run no goat car. All I got to do is look at it.
You don't want to run no goat?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I'll be at the help section looking for you.
There you go.
Come to the help desk.
Hey, somebody's going to get the
I'm at the help desk looking for you.
Okay.
Hey, Copperhead.
Help desk. We sit the same way Copperhead does. We just prettier, that's all.
I said just lock the door.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, look.
Hey.
Let me tell you.
Let me ask you a question.
Hold on. Let Dwayne talk.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead,
now, Dwayne. When I offered you that, you know what race I offered you down then with a couple weeks ago. Why you didn't take that?
What race was that, Dwayne?
I offered you the back tire and the brake.
No, you didn't, Dwayne.
Joe.
Yes,
you
I did.
You told me I got the back tire, and I told you
this often.
Nah, I told you the brake. I told you the back tire and the brake.
Yeah, after you see me blowing the tires off, of course you'll say that.
Shit, I mean, I ain't see you making any pass, to be honest with you, Jason. I mean,
Dwayne,
I know you made
with
passes.
With video camera.
Yeah, right. For what?
You saw that fast.
Hey, Jason, look, you're a nice guy, but I ain't going to lie to you. Your name ain't Copperhead no more. Your name just Boots.
Copperhead, you run it through the back end?
I'll run wherever you want me to run. I'll run through the sand trap.
Listen, you got a stock suspension Mustang on 28, no wheelie bars. We'll try you out.
There you
like
go.
Said,
right there.
Come to the help desk.
Lock
at
in.
It. Yeah, there you go.
JB can be the deposit. Lock in. DP.
Hey,
JB.
I'm not running a ghost car. Let me look at it.
Hey, JP. Hey, come here.
Hey,
come here.
It's on the Facebook.
Hey,
Copperhead.
I'm listening.
Can you hear me,
Copperhead?
I can hear you.
Hey, JP is the help desk provider. This is the magic man. This weed is the magic. I'll run you off the trailer.
Copperhead.
Weeby, all you gotta do is kick me today, and I'll run you right off the trailer.
Dwayne, I'll run you off the trailer. I'll run you off the trailer for tomorrow.
Yeah,
not
so
weedy. I said Peter Avon. I'm not running no big blocks in no quarter.
Small block.
You got a small block, Nicole, maybe? But you use all your stages,
I'll
use one.
They got a speakerphone on.
Echo like crazy.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
This is Austin. I'm on now.
There you go, Copperhead.
What you say?
Blog Talk is about to shut this thing down in about 3 minutes. But I'm going to let y'all know right now that Dinosaur has offered Gene Stevens the back tie, and I think Gene Stevens is going to take it for Saturday. This race could probably take place between Gene Stevens and the Dinosaur.
I'm going to shut this thing down. So, like I said, I'm going to end that with the Dinosaur versus Gene Freeman.
Okay, and JB, try to put all those races down for the health gap.
All right, that'll work.
Okay.
All right.
You good?
Tell the truck, man.
Man.
He can't get